Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hello, everyone. I'm Devin Simone, and this is MTV's official challenge podcast. Hey, fam, I'm rolling solo today, semi-solo. My girl Davon is out working on some things. Tori is as well, and Anissa. But don't worry, the gang is going to be back together again soon. But this is still going to be a very fun episode, I promise you, okay? You're going to get the gold star, you're going to get the timeout, and we are going to chat with Casey and Kenny Clark. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking they haven't talked that much all season. But you know, when I'm involved, we're going to ask them the questions. And they actually, we get to learn a lot and see a lot. And stay tuned for the end because we get to see a whole different side of Kenny also. It's a very, very, very good episode. But first, I want to dive into what happened this week. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I know when it ended, I sat there with my mouth wide open. I was like, TJ has done a lot of diabolical things. TJ has done a lot of questionable things. But this right here, you can't tell me you saw that. When they showed Kenny walking back up, I was like, I thought the episode was supposed to be over. So I'm like, wait, are they going to show like a blooper or, you know, whatever? When they were like, oh, you thought the game was over? Just wild. Like, round of applause. So good. This was so good. This is better than when Jen Shah got arrested on Housewives. This was so, so good. I'm just going to say it right there. I'm so excited to see what is coming in the upcoming episodes. For that very reason, I think, you know, there's a lot of nominees for the Gold Star of the Week. One of those nominees is Antonio Banderas. I mean, just his vibe, that voice, that like everything about it. So that's pretty cool. It was cool. Okay, so he's a nominee. Another nominee for Gold Star of the Week is actually Devin's political game. Because watching him in the interrogation room with such sort of, it almost felt like he came with a sense of humility. Now, I'm not talking about when he did the interview, all right? I'm just talking about face value, when he's sitting across from the winning team, okay? And he's like saying, I'm being transparent with you. And he's like, I respect your decisions. I mean, even I for a moment was like, okay, Dev, all right. And then we see him in an interview and he's like, yeah, I'm just being Neo. I'm ducking and dodging these answers like, you know, Nelson dodges responsibility for voting Olivia in. And so I applause to you, Devin, because that was some A-plus political game. Well played, sir. But I think the ultimate gold star is going to have to go to my man TJ. All right. I don't have any commentary on his wardrobe this week. It was all right. I'm not really the plaid shirt. Let me know in the comments how you feel about it. But I was kind of questionable. But his plot twist on this season is just, whoa, like very good, very well thought out. I'm excited to see not only if we get to see Kenny really come back in the game, but like what happens? How do you put the pairs back together now that you've split them up? I also like secrets. So I like that nobody else in the house knows that this is happening. That's really great. Now, let's talk about the timeout of the week. All right, so timeout of the week, there are some nominees here, okay? One of them is my man Jordan. I know some people, to clarify, by the way, for the people that have tweeted me saying I only ride for the vets, that is not true. I take it on a case-by-case basis. Or for those who may think that I only ride for my girls, Tori and Anissa, because we are family, we are indeed family, but I will hold their feet to the fire like anyone else. I don't love how Jordan is handling this whole Nerese thing. I feel like it's definitely personal and like he's trying to kind of get back at Tori, maybe for her, like, you know, hookups with Emmanuel in Spies, Lies, and Allies. We talked about that on Aftermath. If you didn't see it, go look it up on YouTube. So he gets a nominee for being the timeout of the week. Who else gets a nominee for being timeout of the week? Let me think. Honestly, I think it might just be him. Yeah. You know what? I feel like everybody else was on semi-decent behavior. Yeah, the water gets a nominee for timeout. The water doing Nani like that when she fell into the water, not cool. The water didn't cooperate, didn't love that. But I'm going to have to say that Jordan gets the timeout of the week just for his handling of the Nerese thing. I think it's messy. They're hinting at us that it's going to get messier. It is not great. Honorable mention goes to the editors. I know we don't always talk about behind the scenes, but the way they showed Nelson trying to say the bark and the dog and the dog and the bark.
You know what they say? It's not the bark and the dog, it's the dog and the bark.
They just playing Nelson this season, and it's actually quite hilarious. So thank you guys for that. This episode was so good. I'm excited to get into it. Now, I know the actual competition piece was not particularly riveting. We had two teams, one team that was obviously going to win and one team that at least showed up, which we always appreciate a team that shows up. But what went on after the fact was very good. And again, that plot twist was a twist for life. So you're not going to want to go anywhere. It's a very special episode. I appreciate you guys rocking with me. Like I said, my girls are going to be back very, very soon. But grab a snack, but don't go anywhere, and get prepared to see a whole new side of Casey Clark and her brother, Kenny Clark, when we come back after this.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
All right. I am so excited to have this dynamic duo on the podcast. Probably one of the most celebrated, probably one of the very few brother-sister teams in challenge history. Please give it up for the incomparable Casey and Kenny Clark. What's up, you guys? Welcome to the podcast.
Woo! What up, Devin? Thanks for having us.
We're here.
Okay, I have to know, this is the most pressing question that I'm sure everyone wants to know, and of this whole interview. Because you guys have multiple siblings, right? It's not just the two of you, or is it just the two of you?
Multiple.
Yeah. Are they all K names? Is it all KC all the way around? Like,
No, we're the only KCs.
Okay, you're the only K. I didn't know if there was a theme going on or what. And what's the age difference between the two of you guys?
What is it, like 16 months? 16 months.
Okay.
So we're pretty close. And my brother were, you know, we have the same mom and dad, and we have, you know, we have two younger twin brothers that, you know, mm-hmm. they have a different mom, and then older siblings that have different dads. So mm-hmm. we're the only ones that have the same mom and dad, but mm-hmm. So we've been, we're super, super close, 16 months apart. Mm-hmm. And
And it shows watching that. Kenny, when you first got the call or found out that you might be coming on this show, yes, I see it all in your face. Like, please walk us through, you know, did they call you directly? Did Casey bring it up to you? Like, what was going on in that moment?
So Casey got the call first, obviously, and it wasn't a for sure thing. It was like, maybe, you know, they might be doing this, they might be doing that. So obviously when I got the call from Casey, I was at work and she made it sound like super important and I was flipping out. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Of course I want to go on the show. Of course I want to go freaking compete. So I was pumped. I was jacked, sideways, excited. And
I couldn't wait to tell you. I was like, ooh, they said I can bring a sibling on. Let me call my brother. And I was so excited because I know you'd be so pumped.
Yeah.
And it was just, sure. I was so excited to tell you.
Was there ever a moment of worry, Casey, because you know what goes on in this show, you know the craziness and sort of, I think the challenge that's not always spoken about, that's a part of the challenge, is not just like the physical, you know, and sort of mental, but the emotional of what it's like being in that capsule, that environment. Was there ever a moment that you were a little nervous to tell Kenny? Okay, tell it. Yes. Okay. All right. So yeah, walk us through that.
Yes, because it's like, I know the environment, you know, I've been doing this for a while now and what people don't see, you know, watching it. Mm-hmm. So my brother watches me every season. He doesn't fully understand like what I have to go through emotionally, mentally. And I'm like, damn, do I really want to bring my brother into this hot mess?
Right.
And, you know, it was a pressure cooker. So I was a little hesitant, but at the same time, I do know my brother is very mentally strong and mm-hmm. he can handle his own. So I'm like, if I were to bring in like a family member, he would definitely be the first choice because I know he would be able to handle it. He's great with people, but at the same time, he doesn't know exactly how mentally tough this is. And then there was a part of me like, you know what? I can't wait for you to come on here and see what Big Sis had to go through for, you know, for a few years. So it was bittersweet for sure, but I know that he wanted, you know, he was excited to do something like this. And I just couldn't wait for him to experience it because it's definitely an experience of a lifetime. That's for sure.
Kenny, did Casey or your soon-to-be sister-in-law, Nani, I'm just going off speculation. I don't know any inside tea, but I'm just going to put that out there. Did they give you any pep talks before you actually like hit the ground over there? Like, and if so, what were like kind of two takeaways from their advice?
Ooh, that's a interesting question. I mean, they for sure gave me some pep talks on, you know, what to expect, how crazy it's going to be, how draining it will be emotionally, mentally, physically. So two things that came to mind, I mean, it was just basically
trust nobody.
I don't know. I mean, what else was there? I mean, it was just
basically he didn't listen to y'all's advice. He didn't listen to anything Casey or Nani said. He was
I got this.
All right, let's dive into this episode because this episode, I mean, we were saying it before we got on the podcast. Obviously, I've seen the show, been on the show, watched many episodes because of the Aftermath podcast, all that stuff. Challenge fan. I can't recall the last time I got to the end of an episode and my mouth literally dropped. Like, I actually feel like my weave slipped a little bit. Like, it got... I just sat there like, TJ, no, you didn't. And Kenny, you played a big role in that. We're going to get to that piece in a few minutes. But it was just, wow, epic. But let's take it back to the beginning of this week, because this is the first week that we see the official teams like in action, right? What was the energy like in the house once teams had been chosen?
Damn, these hard. This seems like forever ago. I'm trying to remember shit. Say that again. What was the energy like?
You know what, Casey, the last time I interviewed you, we were learning about how you fell asleep at the strip club the night before and you sat on the Aftermath couch quiet as hell while everybody talked. You were not going, you should know by now, okay? They don't call me Dwendy Williams. Actually, Devon calls me that, so shout out to Devon. For nothing, this is going to be a real interview. Okay, so the question was, what was the energy like in the house once these teams had been formed? Because obviously, even if it's a little bit, the dynamic had to shift somewhat. Right? Like, just because you're now playing against the person.
It was interesting because it's like, I mean, no one saw this coming. And now we're in the house and I'm on a completely different team from my brother and my girlfriend, you know, both on another team and we're going against them. And it's weird. But in this game, it's like you got to expect the unexpected. You know, it's all about adapting. And look, here I am going against my damn ride or die and my girlfriend. So it was interesting. It was different. I mean, that's how I felt. It was, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was super unexpected. We didn't know what was going to happen. We knew something was going to happen. Maybe teams, maybe individual. We weren't sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's super weird going against the person that, you know, your ride or die. So it was interesting, but we're up for it. So
did you guys have the sort of three of you, because you guys are in a really unique position here this season, because like you said, Casey, you have two family members effectively in this game. So you have Kenny, you have Nani. Did you guys continue to hold strategy-ish conversations at all, like the three of you, even though you were on opposing teams? Or did you kind of, once the teams were decided, go, okay, let's just not really talk game from this point forward?
I mean, it was more of like, hey, let's protect each other as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
That was
and it also too, it came down to like, even though, you know, they're two separate teams, people were still using their relationships on the opposite team, as right. in like, how can we still work together? How can we still keep each other in the game? Mm-hmm. So, of course, like, you know, I was never, ever going to go against my brother or Nani and be like, vote them in. You know, you guys are a target in my eyes. So it's kind of like, it was kind of like an advantage, as, you know, at the same time, you know, having two people that I fully trust on the opposite side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. You know, you were definitely winning this episode. You also pulled out all the emotions, which we're also going to get to. We saw the most, arguably, we've seen from Casey in many seasons. So I'm excited to delve into your emotional side.
Really? I feel like every season I'm always crying.
There's no, always but this something. Was, you did cry, but this one hit different. I don't know what it was.
You know what it is? It's because what? Me and my brother are only family sibling, right?
Yeah.
Right or die. And
yeah.
it's different, right? It's not just someone that we met or someone that we were doing the season with. This is my blood that I grew up with since I was a, you know, a baby. So it's kind of like, it's different. It hits different. And when you play this game, it seems like it's real life. It becomes your normal. Right. And so it's like, it's just so unique and different and weird. I've done, you know, so many things with my brother in life. Mm-hmm. And then to now play this game and like, you know, feeling like that, you know, him leaving is just, it just hits different.
It was so beautiful to see. Like you walking down there, all swagtastic, like, which I love. You like sort of did like a little skip to the step, and then you did like a little swag walk, you know, out in the sand. You did. And then I'm like, oh, she gonna play this cool. And then when you hugged Kenny, it was just seriously one of the most beautiful moments. You could just feel the love. And Kenny, a testament to you. I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen TJ describe someone as like the sweetest person. As sweet period, but let alone the season in the house,
right?
Yeah,
and I mean during the hug where I, you know, I was leaving, I was so emotional that I couldn't say anything. Like, I couldn't speak. The only words I could get, win it.
Yes,
couldn't even say like I love you or you know like whatever. It was just like I was just so emotional that I couldn't say anything.
It was really special. It really was so beautiful to watch, and it's sort of one of those things because Casey sometimes flies under the radar when it comes to social and gameplay. I think sometimes. You know, fans watching, it's that Casey doesn't really make waves in that way. So people are like, she's
just what it is, Devin, is no one wants to mess with me, okay?
Oh, or that.
That's what I'm saying.
Or that. Look, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Now, I am saying the fact that you were falling asleep on the aftermath couch because you were at the strip club the night before our interview last season is a bad thing. But I'm not saying it's a bad thing. But when you do show up, you do bring all the feels and all the emotion and really connect with viewers, because certainly like when you went up against Nani that time, like, oh, that was a heartbreaker as well. So some of the best emotional moments come from Kate. You just kind of like,
right.
you do exactly what you did when you ran into the zone to hug. Can you do like a little skip and a step and then you swagger out in the emotion part, and then you go and you saunter back to your spot.
I'm efficient with my time, okay?
There we go. You are efficient, 100% efficient with your time. Now let's talk strategy about this daily challenge. So when you arrive and you're looking at it, did the teams instantly huddle? Did the pink team sort of automatically go, oh yeah, we got this? Like what was the energy that you two felt there?
I mean, being on the smaller team, we obviously had a huge disadvantage size-wise. So we knew that we need to bring more strategy than we could strength. So we were trying to figure out like who should match up with who and who should go first and stuff like that. So I came up with the idea like, hey, like Bessie's probably gonna win against anybody. And you guys have the like it doesn't make sense for me being the smallest guy to waste one of our chances. So that was the strategy was I'm gonna take Fessy just to take that loss so that we have, at least have a chance was what our strategy
Smart.
was.
Yeah, that was very smart. Did you even dig? Okay, I don't mean it was gonna come out shady. I'm gonna just say it now, Kenny, but I don't mean it that way. Did you actually, because that was your strategy, did you actually try and fight against Fessy, or did you kind of go, I'm gonna just let him push me off because I know that like my strategy is just for him to use up
Of
energy?
course, in my mind, like I'm kind of crazy. I think that I have a chance. I'm gonna win. Like
I like
somehow,
it.
some way, I'm gonna pull this off. And then I go up there, and then 1 second, and I get on top.
Look, I was rooting for you too. When they were doing the OTFs, Kenny, I'm not gonna lie, I was like, wait a minute, is this the upset moment? Like, wait a minute, maybe like Kenny pulls out some footwork. And then when Fessy was talking about it in his interview, he kind of had like a smile on his face as he was recounting it. And I'm like, nah, he's smiling a little too much for him to have gotten beat by Kenny. So I'm guessing this maybe goes the other way. But that was very, very smart. Casey, what was you all's strategy on your team?
Well, we knew we had the bigger body team, and we knew that you know they were gonna the girls we were gonna try to figure out like who they're gonna go against. For some reason, Nani thought that I was just gonna go against her and just give her that, you know, well, because she knows that I'm not gonna like hurt her or whatever.
Exactly.
That was
And
part of the
so,
strategy, actually.
yeah, what?
That maybe we put Nani against Casey so that she feels bad.
I would feel bad. I think we would stand up there all day if I had to go against her. But Mariah didn't expect me to go against her. So I ended up going against Mariah. She was the biggest one on their team. And
Were you allowed to make a switch? So like, would you have been allowed to see? Oh, you could.
We can make the
Okay.
decision on based on whoever they, you know, put up. We can be like, okay, so and so is gonna go against this person. So when
Okay.
Mariah said, okay, I'm going first, we pre-planned that, you know, I was gonna go against her, and Mariah wasn't expecting that. And, you know,
Why wasn't Mariah expecting that?
well, they thought I was gonna go against Nani. That's what I
They
was.
just assume that you would have been on
Yeah.
board?
Well, because we were kind of talking about it in the beginning before going on, and just kind of like, but we kind of were trying to keep them on their toes so they couldn't plan
So
or
you're
be
saying you
prepared.
played Nani. Okay, Casey, we hear you. I hear you. I hear you. All right. Yep. You played the emotion card a little bit. All right. I got you.
You got to choose who goes first. Like that they chose Mariah first, and then Casey's team got to choose whoever they went. So that was the only strategy that you had. Was just you get to choose who goes first. They should have waited for Mariah, and waited until their turn, but they didn't really have a strategy. It was just like they're gonna go up there and.
That's fair.
I don't
Okay.
know. It was interesting. A lot of us, I mean, a lot of them happened a lot faster. A lot of people flew off a lot faster
Oh, really?
than what it,
Who went off the fastest?
Who went off the
Me.
fastest? Yeah. Well,
the editors did you well, Kenny, at least, because it at least looked like for about half a second. It looked
an
like about half a
extra 2 seconds.
second. All
Got fly
right.
swatter.
When we see Nani take that devastating
Oh
fall,
my God.
right? What instantly, like, what was the energy? And you talked about it a little bit too, Casey, on the episode, but can you just recount kind of like what were the emotions that were going through your mind when you saw her floating in the water?
This I went through all the emotions for real, because I was like, my mind completely just went out of the game and into real life, right? So it went on a lot longer than obviously the
Way
show,
longer. Wow.
whatever the show showed. But it was, I felt so helpless. I really did. And I felt like, you know, I was like not even thinking about the game, like F the
Yeah, of
game.
course.
And it was this real life. I'm looking at my girlfriend literally down at the water, and I'm literally like yelling, screaming, like, get her out the water, get out the water. And just like all these things. I'm worried because she's just literally laying there like in the cold ass water. And I'm like, what is going on? And I almost jumped off the platform, and I was about to go in there, you know? And it was just, there were so many emotions running through my head. I was like, what the hell's happening? Like, this is, you know, F the game. Like, my girlfriend is literally laying there right now. Someone needs to help her. And it was scary. It was super scary because she had a bad fall and she wasn't moving. And I felt like I'm just literally staring at her from top. And I'm just like, it seemed like just minutes were just going past, you know, passing by. I'm like, somebody needs to help her. It was scary.
Did she hit the wall? Because obviously Nani being a vet in this game and a badass, and you as well, many of us have taken a tumble off platforms, you know, like in events like this. So what do you think was different here? Like, did she fall weird? Did she hit something on the way down? Like, what do you think happened?
I feel like, well, with this whole heights over water, I always end up falling in and like hurting myself some kind of way. Cause like, you can't really control your landing.
You know, totally. Like, yeah.
We're wrestling above water and, you know, you just don't know how you're going to land because 100%. Especially too, we're wrestling. And she just hit it, you know, the wrong way and knocked the wind out of her or something. But it looked like I thought she like broke her neck because I'm looking at her like, oh my God.
She was floating just like a board.
She was floating and I'm like, dude, and her eyes were just like rolling behind her, you know, head. And I'm just like, oh my goodness. But it's just like, it's hard to control your fall when you're falling into the water after wrestling, you know.
Right. And with gear on and all that stuff. Yeah. Yep. When we saw her get into the ambulance, it looked like she was trembling. Was she shaking because of the fall, or was it just freezing cold that day also?
I believe it was all of it. The water was cold, and she was in there probably much longer than she should have been, you know, and her body was just in shock. And so, you know, it was scary. It was super scary.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, I was like, get me off this damn platform and take me.
Yeah. How was it for you to continue competing?
I was like, well, I think this was after my turn or, oh yeah, I already went. So, I mean, honestly, I was just checked out. I was like, I don't care. Just get me off this damn platform and I need to make sure she's good because I really could care less about this damn game.
Yeah.
So, it just became real life real quick.
For sure. Well, we're glad that Nan is okay. Came back in the house in true Nani fashion. I will say this to Nani. I once had to come back into the house after going missing because Nani got in a fight with Camilla, and I came back into the house excited and full of energy, and no one even noticed I was missing. So Nani, at least they were there excited for you, and we're so glad that you are doing okay because you are very, very loved.
Wait, real quick, you know when she walked in the house and she was all bubbly and everything? I was like, wow, you're very cheery.
Right?
I was like, she has no idea how bad her fall was. She has no idea. Yeah. She could even hear me yelling and going crazy and getting all emotional. I was literally going crazy. She didn't know any of that was going on. So when she came in the house, like all cheering stuff, I'm like, wow, she really doesn't know how bad it was. She doesn't. Because, she has no idea.
Because did she like black out? So she didn't even really remember she fell?
Yeah. She didn't remember any of that. And so it's just like, I was so confused. I was like, wow, you really don't know how bad this was.
Right. It's either that or what happy juice did they give you at that doctor's office? Yeah.
She came back and she's like, all right, I'm ready to go out. And then they're like, oh, no, you got to stay here. So
that is so.
We stayed in that night.
That is so wild. Well, I'm glad that she's okay. Came into the house full of energy. Now, after Team Yellow lost, what was the vibe the next day around deliberations? Like, it seemed like you guys were very confident that both teams were very confident that the losing team essentially would get to decide the second person that would be going into the zone.
It was all speculation. Like, we had no idea if there was going to be a draw. We had no idea if there was going to be a call out or just a vote. Like, it was just all speculation, and I'm sure they're talking about all different angles, and we had no idea.
Yeah, because we were just like, oh man, maybe they'll take the daggers out, maybe they're halfway through, but the daggers, every time we showed up to the zone, we're like, oh man, these daggers are so fire, there's no way they're gonna let go of these daggers yet. It was just so, like, it literally kept us on our toes every time we walked into the zone, and we're like, yes, this is the best part, the daggers. So there's a high chance of, you know, still seeing the daggers, and we expected that.
I love that. I also loved, how Casey, you really shout out your brother every time you could, even in moments where you knew that maybe he wasn't seen as the strongest player. Like, I loved how you were like, well, you know, Kenny's the baddest, so like, beware. And Kenny, I love that you went in and acknowledged that you're the baddest in deliberation or interrogation. And then you also, though, volunteered yourself in. When did you decide that you were going to do that? And had you told anyone else on your team at that point?
No, I did not tell anybody else on my team. I knew that I wasn't, you know, I had the least amount of experience at that point. Horacio had 3 eliminations already. I had 0. Obviously, Devin and Jordan have a ton of experience. So I knew that I was the smallest guy and the least experience. I'm probably going to win. So if I'm going to go in, maybe there was a chance that I can get a call out where if I'm voted in, I get to choose who I was going up against because we didn't know if the daggers was going to be a play again.
Right.
So I just thought, hey, you know, I'm probably going to go in. Might as well see if I can get some control of who I have a chance to choose.
Right. Casey, what was it like to be in, you know, interrogation and hear all the other girls sort of, you know, defending or protecting their ride or dies on the other side? Did you feel a certain type of way with that?
No, I mean, as they should. I'm really good with, like, differentiating game and personal, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so people know that, you know, no, it doesn't bother me. I, you know, I'm not, like, blind to, you know, what's going on in the game. So, no, it didn't hurt my feelings. You know, and then for my brother, the way he handled himself, like, in the interrogation, I was like, yep, that's right. You know, my brother is very good. You know, and he's smart, you know, he's smart. Even though he's never played this game before, he knows he's also not blind to what's going on. So he handled it very well.
Yeah, you definitely did handle it very well, Kenny. How did it feel watching Amber and Mariah and your team sort of talk about sending you in? Did you have any inclination that was happening?
No, I mean, to me, it was obvious, you know, that I was the smallest guy, least experience. So I knew that they wanted to obviously keep their team stronger. You know what I mean? Our team's strong. So, I mean,
yes, still part of the team.
Yeah, so I'm still there. but no, they weren't talking about, you know, it publicly, like, hey, we want to put you in, Kenny. You know, they're not going to do that. So,
okay. I mean, well, sometimes people do are up front. Sometimes people are not. Everyone is a snake on the show, Kenny. Just most. But not everybody.
Trust no one.
Trust
me. The biggest snake.
I believe, you know, some people, the streets be talking. Casey definitely has a social game. She comes from Big Brother. We know how we feel about Big Brother people. You gotta watch them. You gotta watch them because you never.
Hey, I'm not a backstabber Big Brother person, okay? And everyone knows that.
Yeah, that's exactly what Big Brother people say to keep you off their tracks. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, you didn't watch my Big Brother season then?
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't. I definitely didn't. But I still rock with you. I still love you. I would trust you if I were in that challenge house. Because I do think that they say trust no one, but I think there are a few people that you can trust.
Oh, Devin's part of the Big Brother Alliance now.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, I am Davon's partner in crime, so I feel like by association. Hey, although do know that I am real world for life. Gotta hold down, real world Brooklyn. So we need to take a quick break, but hold tight, because when we come back, we've got so much more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Okay, let's play a mini game of who would you trust in the house. So I'm going to tell you names I would trust, and then I want to hear from you guys if you're like, yes, thumbs up, that person's trustworthy in this game, or thumbs down without giving away any spoilers. Okay, so I trust Casey. I trust Nani because I've done games with her before. I trust Nani in the house. I definitely don't trust Nelson at all. Do you guys trust Nelson?
I trust Nelson, but I love Nelson so much. I do trust him.
I feel like he's easy to read.
He's easy to read. Yeah.
Hard for him to lie.
Yeah, that's probably fair. That's really fair.
I could probably tell.
Yeah, he would tell on himself. He would tell. He wouldn't be trying, to be honest. He'd just tell on himself.
That's for sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I trust Jordan. Is that a yay or no?
I think you could trust Jordan.
I feel like he's, like Tori says, you know, he's a man of his word.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to lie to your face.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't trust Devin.
Yeah, Devin's a wild card. I love him, and he does mean well, but he's tricky. And you always got to stay on your toes with him.
He's a mastermind. He's a mastermind.
I trusted Devin a lot.
Yeah. Wait, but do you still trust him now, Kenny? Because you said past tense. You said, I trusted Devin. Yeah. Do you still trust Devin?
I trusted Devin a lot. I still trust him because we had a great connection. He's one of my closest friends on the show. Mm-hmm. And when the elimination night, He went up to me when no one was around. He's like,
when no one was around,
right?
He does that.
Yeah, does that. I believe that.
What he's like, say? He says, whatever happens tonight, just know that I got your sister's back. I'm gonna look out for her.
Oh, that's sweet.
And I believe
that. Or manipulative, one of the two.
Right.
Well, you know what? The season prior, I gave him $50,000.
You
so.
Did.
That's a long-term play right there.
That is a long-term play. Wait, so you still didn't fully answer the question, Kenny. Do you still trust him in the game sense, not as him as a person, but like now, would you trust him in the house? Yes or no?
After watching how many connections he had in the house, it'd be harder to trust him, but I still would. But just knowing, like, when it came to getting rid of someone on our team, I knew Devin would want to get rid of me, right? I trust him in the sense where he would, if he gave me his word on something, then I would believe him.
Yeah,
but I also understand, like, he's looking how he for plays.
Okay, that's
team.
Fair. That's fair. Cool. Okay, yeah. So that would go into the trust camp. I like that explanation. That makes sense. All right, let's see. Amber, I feel like I would trust Amber in the game. Casey, you're making faces. What are your thoughts?
Making faces. So Amber, oh man, you know, I absolutely love Amber outside the game. In the game, it can be super tricky, you know, because I know that, you know, we still try to fill each other out every season, just kind of like where's her head at. And I know she just, you know, we play two different games. And I really didn't talk to Amber too much about game this season.
So do you trust, did you trust her in that? Or like,
Not like fully trust, no.
Okay, that's enough.
I wouldn't say like 100%, you know. It's hard for me to trust people in this game. Like if I trust
clearly,
you, like,
that's what this is, a trust exercise. This is free therapy, Casey. This is a trust exercise for you.
Two people I trust, and that's Nani and Kenny, and that's it.
That's it. Only because that was my next one I was going to ask. Do you trust? Because I know you guys have a tight relationship. So Fessy, because I wouldn't trust Fessy in the house, but would both of you trust Fessy in this game?
Yeah, I trust him.
Yeah, I mean, I know how close they are. They're literally call each other brother and sister. So
okay,
I trust Fessy.
Yeah,
as far as I can throw him. I'm just kidding.
Ooh, there we're getting the petty Kenny. I knew it existed. I knew. Yeah. Okay.
No, I know that they're so close that he would obviously do his best to look out for me.
Yeah. Okay.
When he can.
Okay. That's fair. All right. Let's just round it out because we obviously know you guys trust Nani. And as I mentioned, I actually would trust Nani in the game, but let's talk about her partner real quick. Would you did you trust Bananas in the game? Even after you guys got moved into the teams, did you trust Bananas?
I don't even think Nani fully trusted him. You know,
you know what?
Because like when you see how people move in this game, like you really have to like take shit with a grain of salt. You kind of like see how someone plays and you're like, you know how they move. So I don't fully trust him, you know, but you know, then again, he's partnered with Nani, and you know, she doesn't, I know, doesn't fully trust him. She knows, you know, the kind of game that he plays, but I trust him a little bit because he is partnered with Nani.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's
not
fair.
Fully,
that's fair.
I was surprised on how cool and awesome Johnny Bananas was.
Really? Tell us more.
Yeah, I thought, you know, with just past history and, you know, taking the money and like sneakiness or whatever, I thought he was going to be this like big villain on the show, but he was playing, you know, guitar and we were singing and jamming. And he was just like really cool. Honestly, he was just like really cool. And I was surprised. I thought, and I think Mariah was surprised as well, because
her mom was surprised. Like,
yeah, right. She's like, stay away from that bananas guy.
But, Mariah went right to those bananas. Yes. He's like that. He really is. His reputation is huge in this house and in this game overall, because he's been around for, you know, a million and a half years and has left such a legacy. But he's actually a very down to earth, like, smart, yeah, chill guy. Like, yeah, easy, yeah,
talks
to talk
a lot,
to
talks a lot.
He does talk
super loud.
He does talk a lot.
His voice echoes through the damn house. I mean,
he's outside trying to go to sleep.
First thing I hear in the morning is Banana's voice.
So that's loud. Hilarious. Well, you know, the older you get, your hearing starts to go, so you gotta talk a little louder so you hear yourself. So, but no, Bananas is pretty cool. Speaking of how people make moves in this game in the house and sort of the personal aspect and the relationship aspect, like Mariah and Bananas and Nelson and Olivia, which I still, and shout out to Olivia, actually DM'd me the other day because she knows I ride for her, and my disappointment in her allowing Nelson to get away with so much. Like, so Nelson is going to be my standard now when explaining relationships you don't want. And I don't mean that in that Nelson's not a good partner overall, because Nelly knows I love him. But Nelson in this game and the way he manages to vote people in is just wild. But that's another time.
Check this, though. Like, they just met, and it's like, it's kind of like he's looking more towards like game.
But they were hooking. But Casey, now, you know, let's take it back to when you and Nan first got together. Now, you cannot tell me, even in the first couple weeks, the minute you and Nani snuggled under not even a full cover, even if you had half a blanket on, that if you had voted her into like a zone arena, blah, 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 you can't tell me Nani wouldn't have come after your. I know her. She would have 100%.
Yeah, she would have cut my head off.
Exactly. I can't wait till I love Nelson. I can't wait till we have him on.
Another
couple in the house that was, I feel like we're watching a buildup. No spoilers, but I just feel like the last few episodes we've been kind of watching this thing start to get bigger. You guys know where I'm going with this, which is Tori and Jordan's dynamic in the house. Casey is making a face this time, listeners, for sure.
Yeah,
and she's not looking down, she's looking at the screen.
So
Casey, what, tell me your thoughts around this whole Tori and Jordan thing with Nerys thing that's happening at the time.
Oh man, I mean, you can feel the tension. I mean, you can feel the tension, you know, and it's like, I can't imagine, you know, what Jordan and Tori, you know, have to go through being in this house, not having not seen each other for like a year and some change, and now coming to this pressure cooker. And then I don't know, it's just I feel for them, man, but you can definitely feel the tension. I feel for Tori and having to, like, you know, see that and be around that with, you know, your whole ex-fiance in there. I don't know, it's just it's definitely a hard place to be, and, you know, to the kind of situation to be in. But yeah, I don't know.
Did you guys hear, you know, their arguments or disagreements around when she was yelling at him about cuddling with Nerys?
Yeah, a couple of them.
Yeah. Oh, there was multiples.
I mean, for the specific cuddling with Nerys. Yeah. I was Tori's, like, bet, like, I was next to the.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you got it.
So Jordan was like cuddling with Tori, you know what I mean, and they were trying to figure out things, and then obviously it took a turn, and Jordan's hanging out with Nerys and cuddling, and, you know, Tori thought that they were like getting it in, because the walls are so small, are so thin, and
yeah,
they were right next door,
you could hear it,
hearing like. And so she thought they were.
Oh, she heard the bed knocking.
So we don't know. We don't know what that turned into. You know what I mean? It could have just been, I don't know.
I mean,
yeah,
the security footage does. But yeah, okay. So that gives even more credence, because we've talked about it on the podcast. just A, yes, how challenging it would be to watch your former fiance, mm-hmm. where clearly they both still have love for each other. Like, that's apparent, right? The emotion, yeah, they wouldn't be as emotionally involved if they didn't still care deeply for one another, but having to watch them with someone else. And it seemed a little bit, as a viewer, what was interesting. So last week, Devon, I think, and Anissa sort of felt like maybe it even seemed like Jordan was trying to be vindictive with the Nerys thing. And this episode, it kind of seemed like it confirmed it. He mentioned something to the effect of like, oh, now you know what it feels like to watch your partner, you know, on national TV or something to that effect. Casey, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, 1,000%. I feel like he was doing it in a way because he, you know, he's, you know, they, obviously they still have love for each other. And for I think it's just, this is not the place to like hash shit out, you know? And I feel that, you know, he was doing it in a way of just like being kind of like petty. I love Jordan, but
yeah, same.
Because like, he was hurt, you know what I'm saying? And so
off the Emmanuel thing.
And then what can I do to, you know, hurt her? And this would be his time to kind of like take a shot because it's her first season, you know, doing right. a season together after not, you know, for a while. And he, you know, it's just not the right way to go about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like having that common courtesy, you know, someone that you've had this whole life with in this history. Like, I just wouldn't feel right, you know, messing with somebody else in front of someone that, you know, obviously, you know, there's still that love between them too.
100%. I don't
know. It's so public.
Yeah. It's so public.
Yeah, 100%. That was hard to watch. I mean, I think, and two, we appreciate them and all of you guys for living authentically on this show. I mean, if I ever wanted to say anything to you, Casey, it would be F you for making me cry watching the challenge. And I've cried now multiple times from watching these powerful moments that you've had where you kind of let us peek into just your feelings. Now, let us get into this elimination and then this Swagalicious plot twist. So, Kenny, when you see what the competition is going to be in the zone, initial thoughts, does your mind go straight to construction worker, like you said in your interview, where you're like, Horacio's got this, I think he works construction? Or were you like, what are these tools? Like, what was your initial thought when you saw it?
That a hammer? initially I thought that like, hey, this is a pretty even playing field, right? Mm-hmm. I think that Horacio is faster, stronger. But in this challenge, I thought that, hey, I could win this thing. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like I actually have a chance. It's not just strength or speed.
Right.
It's, you know, craftiness and strategy and stuff like that and efficiency and working well under pressure. Mm-hmm. So I thought I had it, you know, I thought I had a chance and, you know, I'm going to do my best to win this thing. So
how close did it actually get? Because watching it, it looked by the end to be fairly close. How actually was it? Like, what was the sort of time difference there?
My strategy for the last wall of like unscrewing the bolts, I was trying to unscrew them all so that they're loose and then use my hands. But those bolts were freaking massive and super strong, super tight, that the best strategy was to do one by one. And I didn't do that. So it was kind of close, but I was probably a minute behind them. I mean,
but it seems like you caught up then, that you at least caught up with the other barriers. Because initially it looks like he sped through the drywall one, right? Like he just kicked a few times and kind of sped through. But then towards the end, you both were working on that last barrier. So it seems like you did do something right where you gained ground to get so close.
I think it was pretty close. It just, there was a lot of those bolts. And I mean, I couldn't tell during, obviously.
Right.
It seems like he's ahead based off of what Casey's saying, Bananas was saying.
But, we thought you had them, but you were like stuck at those. Those locks.
Those
you couldn't get them
locks. I cut them super fast. And then I was trying to take them. It was for some reason they just got stuck. I couldn't pull them out.
All those TVs that we mounted together and you couldn't get it done.
Right. No.
Oop. Right. Do you now, when you walk past a deadbolt, Kenny, does it elicit a feeling in you? Like, do you have any strong?
Right. Yeah. No, sometimes, past. I mean, just when I see any tool.
Yeah,
that's fair.
A door, a wall, anything. I'm having shiver nightmares and stuff. So
I mean, that look, and it sounds like a joke because it partially is, but I don't know that listeners fully get you guys. PTSD, especially as you get further along in this house, becomes a real thing. I know I trusted no one when I got back in town after any of like the finals. I know I was skeeved out about where's my phone, my ID, because I, you know, you lose them. You're looking over your shoulder. Like it does, these little things start to mess with your head over time. So, you know, if you do flinch a little when you see a lock or feel inspired to kick it, I wouldn't judge you, Kenny. I would fully support you and be like, it makes sense. Totally get that.
Do I kick down this door or do I just turn it off?
Right. I totally get that. Okay. This epic moment that everyone's been waiting for. Seriously, Kenny, if I could give you a hug right now, you wouldn't want me to. You'd be like, sit down. But it was such a powerful moment. I feel so inspired by it. Okay. So walk us through elimination, because usually you go back into a van, get your things, right, do exit interview and leave. And I know this is your first season too, so you don't know all the details of that, but that's usually kind of the protocol. What did they have you do when you left the zone the first time? Did they just make you go sit somewhere? Like, how, walk us through what we didn't get to see after your exit.
Yeah, so I mean, I really thought I was gone. You know, we had no idea that there was a chance that I'd be coming back. So it seemed like normal exit, and they had me just sit in a car. I'm just sitting there for like, I don't know, 30 minutes. Like, damn, like, are we leaving? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So, just sitting there. And then all of a sudden they're like, hey, come here, let's go over here. And I don't know if this was part of the process, but they walked me back into the zone, and I see TJ on the freaking stage, and I'm like, do we just all do this? Like, I don't know.
Did you see the cameras come back up? Were you suspicious? You know, were the cameramen like lifting up their cameras a little bit to like get you?
It was
a
very small group, right? And they're like, first time in history, someone gets another life or whatever. I forgot exactly what they said. But nobody knows. Only this small crew knows. And it was just like a few couple cameramen and like a couple producers.
Oh, so even the other cameramen and stuff didn't know? Or like you think?
Yeah, like it was just a small group because they didn't want it to leave.
Yeah, because people have big mouths.
So most of the production and people helping had no idea about this twist. Yeah, I was mind blown. I was like, let's effing go, you know, like, let's go. And I had to go sit in a hotel for like how long is it, 16 days or something.
Did you at least get to go to the pool while in the hotel?
Freezing.
Okay,
so I hurt my knee like super bad when we had the mini final.
Oh, wow.
Like when I was in the hotel, I couldn't even walk without.
Oh, wow.
Like I could barely walk. I was limping and it was just so, so much pain. So my job was just like, I'm going to do my best to recover and do well. And I got in the best shape of my life in those 16 days. Mm-hmm. I ate super
amazing.
I worked out. I freaking meditated and stretched out and did whatever I can because like, I'm coming back in to win this thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's actually a really good point that I didn't even think about is not only are you, I mean, arguably, that's a cushy ass place to be, Kenny. You get lay in a normal bed. You have to listen to somebody yelling or knocking boots on the other side of the wall. You have to fight for the bathroom.
Watch YouTube.
Yeah, you have to get up early like that.
I was living the dream.
The next time you guys are doing a challenge in that way, let me know. And then we can talk. Like I'm open to, if those are the accommodations, I'm open. I'm not fully retired. I can fit the jersey still. But also that you could use that time to go beast mode. Right. Yeah. So that whenever you do come back, it's for your partner who maybe is weary because they've been fighting these battles week after week. Mm-hmm. You're like, I got you, you know, like doubly as strong. That's really interesting. That's amazing. Were you inspired to get into fight mode when you were in, you know, like the secret hotel or whatever? We have to come up with a better name for that. But were you inspired by the fight in Puss in Boots? Like, do you feel like you were channeling your inner Antonio Banderas energy while sitting in that hotel room so that you could come back as like this badass cat?
Oh yeah, I was so pumped that I had another chance, and I'm like, I'm not gonna squander it. I'm gonna come back beast mode. I'm gonna gain muscle. And I came back like physically probably the best I've ever been in my entire life.
Were you sending selfies to your wife while you were away? Cause you're like, look, babe, hey,
No phone.
Oh, you still can have your phone that whole time.
No phone, 16 days.
Mm-hmm. And this whole time, I'm thinking, myself. I remember inside the house too, I was like thinking, I'm like, damn, my brother, he's back at home. You know, 4th of July. I'm happy that he's with his family and his son. And I'm just like, just imagining him at home. So
Yeah, everybody was talking about, oh, he's probably with his son hanging out.
Yep.
Lie to. See, trust nobody. I don't even trust TJ.
That's you definitely can't trust TJ. That's the number one person you cannot trust on this show. We've learned nothing. You do not trust TJ at all. Kenny, do you think you'd come back without giving any spoilers? Because we know you're now still in the game, but we don't know what happens. But would you ever come back for another season? And would your wife allow you to come back for another season?
That's a real question right there. Just because my wife is pregnant.
We have a baby. Congratulations.
Yeah, so we have a 1-year-old son, and then we have another boy due this month. So before we left to the show, mm-hmm. she dropped me, Casey, and Nani at the airport, mm-hmm. and she's like, oh, I have a surprise for you, and gives me this notebook that mm-hmm. that opens up, and there's a pregnancy test. And she tells me right there that we have a baby on the way right before I'm leaving to the challenge.
Oh my gosh.
The craziest thing.
So sure. You've just been through a whole lot in weeks. I love your wife for doing that, by the way. She's got a TJ mentality. I love like with the twists, the like surprises.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. Congratulations. When the little ones get a little older, then is that would you ever consider
I would absolutely love to go back on the show. And she told me, you know, we talked about it recently. She's like, you know, I would never want to, you know, not let you go and do
what a good partner.
And yeah, she's amazing. So as long as I have her support, I would love to come back and go on the show for sure.
I love that.
You know what, though? My brother got to experience how hard it is in there emotionally, mentally. He had no idea. And I was like, I can't wait for you to experience it for yourself. Mm-hmm. And he knows it was hard.
Do you have a new respect for the challengers, Kenny, because of that? I mean, you're one now, but because of how hard.
Yeah, for sure. Like you have no idea as a fan, just watching from the public eye on how difficult, how long it is, how slow the days are. Oh my gosh. Like when my sister told me that days feel like weeks.
So long.
And then you're in there and it's like the longer you're in there, the longer the days, because less people there go, the quieter it is. And it's just like it is definitely crazy. I mean, for me, I'm pretty mentally strong. So that like I was chilling. I enjoyed the whole time. But the hardest part for me was emotionally not being there. My wife's going through, you know, taking care of the baby while being pregnant, while working a full-time job. So I couldn't help her. I felt helpless.
Yeah.
But other than that, I really enjoyed the whole thing.
What kind of auntie is Casey? Like, is she like the cool aunt, the strict one? Is she the one that's letting your kids have candy when you've told her no? Like, what's the vibe?
Oh, she's super awesome, super cool. I mean, my son is only one, and she's an amazing aunt.
You can pretend she's not sitting right there, Kenny. You don't
have to no, I actually really hate my sister. he doesn't eat candy.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
But I don't know what if she's going to be the one. I can imagine her like, hey, let's go get some ice cream. And it's just her, and, you know, and the kids. And
I feel like she gives that vibe. I totally feel like Casey gives the vibe of being like, oh, it's cool. Like, come on, let's go do the fun thing. Like the fun, fun one for sure. All right. So we have a final. Casey, if she hasn't told you, Kenny, we love games. I love games. I'm a sucker for a game.
I love games.
A show. Good. Ending a show with the game. So we do have a final game for you because it's ride or dies. We do 3 questions for each of you about each other. And because you guys aren't just ride or dies, you are siblings. I fully expect you to get it right or I will come for both of you.
Oh, gosh.
So first question. This week's challenge was sponsored by Puss in Boots. What's your partner? So first I'm going to ask you, Kenny, what is Casey's favorite childhood movie?
Oh, gosh.
Come on, your siblings. Only 16 months apart. I expect you to know. You guys are practically twins at this point.
Childhood movie. Oh, my goodness. I know one of them that comes to mind, but
okay. I know yours.
Ooh.
I don't even know if I have one.
Oh, you have one.
Oh, yeah, I guess I do.
I don't watch a lot of movies.
Thinking either Disney or like Lion King or Shrek. Yeah,
I love Shrek.
I failed.
Is my turn. His is Alice in Wonderland.
No.
Wait. Okay, she said that with such confidence, and he said that with such confidence of no.
You loved Alice in Wonderland.
I did, but
did. That's what I'm saying. Childhood.
When you were childhood, yeah, that's fair. We're gonna give the point to Casey.
It's Lion King, because of her conviction.
No, because she said you admitted you did love it back then.
I did love it. Yeah, but also my favorite, like Lion King, Tarzan.
He's trying to switch it up now. I'm gonna give Casey that point on that one. I'm gonna give Casey that point. But don't worry, we got two more. There's chances, Kenny.
I like Hercules too. Hercules is one.
The challengers all split up into teams now, which we know. What was your partner's favorite team sport as a child? It could be playing it or watching it. Casey, I'm gonna ask you first. What was Kenny's favorite team sport as a kid?
As a kid?
Yes, as a kid.
No. Soccer.
Kenny, is that correct?
Checks out.
I like it. Shout out to Team USA. They put up a good attempt. Now, Kenny, same question for you. What was Casey's favorite team sport to watch or play as a kid?
As a kid?
Yes.
For sure, soccer. Probably football.
Yeah.
Well, in some countries, that's football. Soccer is,
Yeah.
Right. All right. So we have two Casey, one Kenny. Kenny, let's see if you can tie it up.
The last one is 5 points.
Maybe depends on how well you guys do with this answer, because I make up these rules. There are no prizes. All right, you guys are the only sibling pair in the game. Who was more annoying growing up? Who was more obnoxious?
We're annoying in two different ways.
But how do you win?
I just picked the winner, but you get it right. No.
Devin rolls and Devin.
I'll tell you a funny story.
Ooh, but yes, do tell.
There's one time I hit my sister.
You hit me?
We were super little. And super we were like little. Arguing. And I give her a little slap like this across her face. And I just ran. I tried to go jump over in the backyard. I tried to go jump over the fence. She probably doesn't remember this.
You smacked Casey in the face. Kenny, yeah. And you hear TJ's calling you the sweetest one in the challenge house. And you're over here smacking your sister in the face.
We're probably like I was probably like 5, 6 years old. Super young. But yeah, I remember like I gave her like this weak ass slap. And I just ran away.
So all in all, he was the most annoying one.
Probably.
You were.
I ripped off all her dolls' heads, and like I would
always ask him to come play outside with me and play catch, and he didn't want to play because he just wanted to play his video games, and so he was very annoying. Oh, and he stole my clothes. He would steal my clothes out of my closet.
You know what? Okay.
Yep, annoying.
45 minutes in this interview, and now we get to see a whole different side of you. Okay, it's all changed. Yeah,
sweet little Kenny.
It is all changed.
So sweet. Not so sweet.
Now, let's go back to that. Who would you trust in the challenge house? I don't know if I could trust Kenny in the challenge house anymore after we learn these things. Seriously, though, thank you guys so much. Casey won that, by the way. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Thank you, Casey, for bringing Kenny to us challenge fans. We're so happy to have you as a part of the family. If you haven't figured out by now, Kenny, you know, as much as everyone bickers and argues and you can't trust them all and it's crazy and wild, once you've been inducted into it, it really is this weird dysfunctional family in a way that you can't escape, because no one knows the experience that you guys have shared, that we share in being in that house and the rules and all of that stuff. It's kind of a unique thing. So glad to have you officially in the challenge family. You couldn't have had a better ride or die in Casey. We love her. Make sure, though, if you have a big event, don't let her and a group of challengers go to a strip club the night before, because she will not only fall asleep at the strip club, she falls asleep at the strip club. She will then fall asleep the next day at her interview.
You're not gonna let that happen.
I'm never going to let that. We will be 50, Casey, and I will be bringing that up.
Just so you know, Devin.
Yes.
It wasn't her first time falling asleep.
Hey.
I see, this is why Kenny has to come on a season two, because we are just now seeing petty, shady Kenny. He's got it in him.
Oh, man.
Love this so much. Okay, for those who want to follow along with what you guys are doing, where can they find you on social media? Kenny, let's start with you. Where's the best place for people to find you?
Yeah, probably just Instagram, official Kenny Clark, his normal spelling. Yeah.
Ooh. He's the official. All right. You got it. Casey, where can they find you?
You can find me at the strip club.
Asleep. That is true. Yes.
Just sleeping.
Yeah, no. Instagram, that's where you'll find me.
What's your handle, Casey?
What is my handle?
Casey since 1987.
Casey since 1987. Find me on Instagram.
There we go. There we go. Thanks, oh, Devin. You too. I do. I love you too so, so, so much. This has been fun. I hope you guys have had fun. Thank you again. Cannot wait to see, if we get to see pick. I don't know what's to come, but if we get to see images of swole Kenny coming out of his like super chaining, can't wait to see what continues to happen with Casey on this challenge. And as always, just rooting for you guys in general. You guys are a really awesome pair. So thank you for being here.
Thanks You're so much, awesome. Devin. You're awesome. Welcome thanks, to guys. Big Brother Alliance. Hey!
Hey!
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
That was a great interview with Kenny and Kate. You can't tell me you expect to see, and Kenny showed a different side of himself. We thought he was the sweet one. Who knew that he had an inner petty LaBelle too? See, that's what happened. Such a great interview. So glad you guys got to join in with me. If you want to follow along with whatever I'm doing or send me messages, some of you guys have been hitting me up in the DMs, which I appreciate. You can actually go to my website, devinsimone.com. That's Devin with a Y, Simone with an I.com, and scroll down. You'll see all my socials. I'm probably most active on Instagram and Twitter, so feel free to hit me up. Yeah, you can also look at my Amazon store if you go to devinsimone.com and click shop, but I'm just going to put that out there. And if you liked this episode, rate and review us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and be sure to tell a friend, and shout out to all the people who have been rating and leaving great reviews. I just want to shout out T.NYC, who left a wonderful review saying it's becoming my favorite challenge podcast. We appreciate you. Also want to shout out PKN. Gress Z153285. You got a lot of numbers in there, but who said they titled their review annoying, but they ultimately said it was a really great show and that they love all of us as a group. So, and definitely a 5-star review. So thank you. We appreciate the love so much. So make sure you tell a friend, leave a review, subscribe, continue to listen. Let us know your nickname ideas. We talked about, we have Chauncey P. Jordan. We have Poppy Picante. We have Tripod, Nick Cannon of the Challenge, AKA Fessy. So slide in the DMs or leave that in your review as well. And you may get a shout out next week. And then, of course, you guys, catch all new episodes of The Challenge Ride or Dies Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. on MTV. We want to see what TJ's up to, because clearly TJ had time. He's causing all kind of chaos. And so right after you watch that episode, I'ma then need you to come right back here for next week's episode of MTV's official challenge podcast, because we're like family now. It's your home away from home. It's the official source of all the inside tea. And no one asks questions like we do. All right. See you next time. Bye.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.